Hello, and welcome to the Astrology Witch Podcast. I'm your host, Yana, and today we will be discussing degrees in astrology, mostly based on degree theory, as well as going through all the degrees and what each one indicates in a natal chart or transit by sign and all the things, including critical degrees. So we'll talk about everything. I do want to preface this by saying that I don't really use degree theory very much, if at all, other than mentioning like some of the critical degrees from time to time, but instead I focus on something called the essential dignities, which I'll do a deep dive on in a future episode. So let's get started by talking about what is degree theory, because that's kind of where all of this stems from. Most likely, if you've seen your birth chart or even listened to an astrologer talk about the transits in any capacity, you've heard degrees mentioned. For example, Jupiter's at 6 degrees in Taurus, or you've seen the degrees on the zodiac signs noted in your natal chart. But did you know that each degree from 0 to 30 degrees represents one of the 12 zodiac signs, which actually gives that degree a specific indication and significance? And there are 12 signs each with 30 degrees for the 360 degrees that makes up a chart. This is why timing is so important for accuracy when reading birth charts, because it will literally change the degrees and minutes noted for each sign placement. So what is often referred to as degree theory in astrology was a concept invented by the astrologer by the name of Nikola Stojanovic. I'm not very good at, I think it's a Russian name, and is the analytical practice of adding in layers of meaning using degrees, the degrees a sign falls under for further interpreting natal charts and transits. So degree theory really adds in more layers to the meaning of placements within your birth chart or in a transit by harnessing the degrees and their meanings using a system of associations. Degrees can give us more information on how these zodiacal energies are being expressed or repressed within a chart or transit. So we're going to start out by talking about significations by degree. So this is based on the degree number in your placement. So if you have 0 degrees, 1 degree, 2 degree, all the way up to 29 degrees. So 0 degrees marks the beginning of a new cycle. It's considered the full embodiment of that sign. It's the truest expression of that sign, and it's considered a critical degree. 1 degree, it's a kicking off point. It's assertive energy. It's independent. It's aggressive. It takes the lead. It has courage and quickness. 2 degrees, it's considered supreme power and like ruling or owning something, kind of like a dictator type energy, or like somebody who has a lot of authority. It represents wealth, material luxuries, engaging the senses like touch, taste, smell, etc. Having to do with the voice or singing, and also groundedness. 3 degrees, duality, local community, everyday experiences, common sense knowledge. 4 degrees, mother, nurturing, the home, foundation, lineage, and it's also considered a critical degree. 5, strong, creative, royalty, leader, fun, athleticism, ego, and children. 6 degrees, physical health, work, love affairs, at work specifically, routines, domestic pets, and service to others. 7 degrees, beauty, luxury items, fashion, music, art, marriage, and couples, justice and legal system, also business partners. 8 degrees, secrets, transformation, death, sex, taxes, the occult, jealousy, pregnancy, someone else's resources. 9 degrees, higher education, especially universities and colleges, foreign culture, travel, planning, worldview, and beliefs. 10 degrees, public office and government authorities, dealing with the public, delays, and depression. 11 degrees, massive wealth, disruption, flying, engineers and inventors, organization, technology, divorce, and friends. Also, 11 degrees is like a windfall, like insane amount of money that you could just get like all of a sudden. 12 degrees, illusion, delusion, disguises, rain, floods, having to do with water. There's like a lot of water associations, spirituality and mysticism, having to do with divinity or religion, haziness or a lack of clarity. 13 degrees, starting something new, arguments or accidents, activity, adventure. It's a critical degree. Stability, wealth, and abundance, food, luxuries, money, and banks refer to the 14th degree. Sorry, I really didn't preface that. 15 degrees, murder or assassinations for whatever reason, things that come in pairs or doubles, neighbors and groups, friends and documents. 16 degrees, home, public, and like crowds, like literal crowds of people, house and property, family, feminine, and emotions. 17 degrees, strong, bold, rock star, athletes, outdoors, gyms, creativity, and it's considered a critical degree. 18 degrees, misfortune, sickness, death, health issues. 19 degrees, beauty, fashion, jewelry, other people, spouse, consulting, mediating, those who work in the justice system. 20 degrees, jealousy and revenge, borrowed things, insurance, inheritance. 21 degrees, new places, borders, college, universities, foreign traveler, country, foreigners, horses and archery, gambling. And 21 is also a critical degree. 22 degrees, destruction, passing away of a loved one, grief, decay, cold, fear, depression, control, kill or be killed. And it's a critical degree. 23, severing or cutting away from, endings, flying, organizations and networks, suicide, helping others and new technology. 24 degrees, disguised, missing, out of focus, unclear, secrets, hospitals, addiction, drugs, alcohol, pornography, painters, prison, and isolation. 25 degrees, abuse, cars, sports, military, weapons, business people, headaches, and anger. 26 degrees, small places, forests and trees, food, the earth, patience, and landscapes, and it's a critical degree. 27 degrees, pairs, two things, siblings, duality, local, small communities or things, birds and vehicles. 28 degrees, sensitive, intuitive, taking things personally, emotional, nurturing, divine feminine, household, water. And finally, 29 degrees is associated with kingdoms, royal legacies, mountains, views, gyms and athletes, erotic, beauty and charm, destruction and creation, clairvoyance, intuition, the ability to predict the future, and it's a critical degree. Okay, now we're going to talk about degree indications by sign. So degrees 1, 13, and 25 are considered to be ruled by Mars and Aries. So the Aries degree refer to Mars and are all about expressing personal goals, taking the initiative, and moving forward authentically. Taurus degrees are 2, 14, and 26 degrees, and the Taurus degrees are associated with the planet Venus and bring love, abundance, and beauty to the energy of that placement. Gemini are 3, 15, and 27 degrees, and the Gemini degrees are ruled by Mercury and focus on learning, communications, curiosity, and connection. The Cancer degrees are 4, 16, and 28 degrees, and the moon rules the Cancer degrees, and this brings nurturing, caring, and motherly nature, as well as focusing on domestic and home matters. The Leo degrees are 5 degrees, 17, and 29 degrees, and the degrees of Leo relate to the sun and personal, they deal with like personal recognition, creative self-expression, and enjoyment of life. The Virgo degrees are 6 and 18 degrees, and the degrees of Virgo are ruled by Mercury and relate to practical and analytical skills, everyday routines, physical health, and work-life matters. The Libra degrees are 7 and 19 degrees, and the Libra degrees really focus on relationships, personal connections, and using the mind to see both sides of a situation. Scorpio degrees are 8 and 20 degrees, and they're ruled by Mars and to a lesser extent Pluto, and are associated with the degrees of Scorpio, transformation, using creative talents toward higher ideals, receiving gifts, and kind of like diving the depths of any topics that you gain mastery. Sagittarius are 9 and 21 degrees. The degrees of Sagittarius are ruled by Jupiter and refer to travel, higher education, and philosophy, as well as beliefs and worldview. The Capricorn degrees are 10 degrees and 22 degrees. And the degrees of Capricorn, 10 and 22 degrees, are ruled by Saturn and refer to determined effort and focus on long-term goals and success. The Aquarius degrees are 23 degrees. And the degrees of Aquarius, oh my god, did I say something else? Okay, the degrees of Aquarius, 11 and 23 degrees, are ruled by Saturn also, and to a lesser extent Uranus, and refer to self-expression, friendship, innovation, humanity, invention, and ingenuity. And the Pisces degrees, finally, are 12 and 24 degrees, and the degrees of Pisces are ruled by Jupiter, and to a lesser extent Neptune, and relate to all things spiritual, mystical, and boundless. Also things like that have really harsh borders or restrictions. So things like institutions are often falling here, as well as like prisons. Okay, so now we're going to talk about degree indications by placement. So if you have the degrees of your ascendant or rising sign, the degrees of your ascendant or rising sign signify how you show up in the world. So like, this is how they'll affect that, your rising sign or your ascendant, is how you express your identity. Your personality can affect your appearance and kind of like, you know, a blend of the degree and the placement can affect what you look like. And also first impressions that you give off to people, and like how you come off. The degree of your sun sign shows how you express your personality and shine in your approach to recognition, career goals, and your purpose in the world. And also your sense of vitality and health can sometimes play out here as well. The degree of your moon sign shows us how to deal with emotions, expressing or repressing them, and how that affects you. And it might also give insight to your relationship with your mother, home, family, and ancestors, and how or where you find belonging. The degree of your Mercury sign shows how you communicate. So things like thinking, speaking, writing, and learning, and how those aid or hamper your ability to express yourself and your thoughts and ideas to the world. The degree of your Venus sign shows how you give and receive affection from others, how you bond and build friendships or relationships, your sense of style and approach to things like finance, material goods, the physical body, and self-worth. The degree of your Mars sign shows us what your motivation and drive is focused on and how you approach taking action in the world, expressing your passion, courage, and aggression, how you assert yourself, take the lead, express courage. Oh, I think I said that already. And start new things. The degrees of your Jupiter sign show us where your blessings are, where you overdo it or take things too far, where you search for and find meaning, what things build your beliefs and worldview, and how you grow, expand, attain abundance, and get lucky breaks or opportunities. The degrees of your Saturn sign give us clues to what your challenges are, where and how you may need to put in more effort and discipline to be successful, and where you need to be more serious and mature in order to truly reap the rewards and fruits of your labor. The degrees of your Uranus sign show us how humanity, society, and the friends and groups you're part of have made you unique, experimental, and help you think outside the box based on your experiences. Keep in mind that Uranus is an outer planet, and it'll have less of an influence than the personal planets do. And the degrees of your Neptune sign show us what you dream about, how you express your creative imagination, what and how you escape or indulge in fantasies, your concept of divinity and higher power, where you need to take a leap of faith, have better boundaries, or where you might need to go with the flow, or where you have trouble concentrating or gaining clarity. And again, keep in mind that Neptune is an outer planet, so it really has less influence than the personal planets do. And finally, the degree of your Pluto sign shows us what your fears are that were brought on by external factors, your expression of sexuality or repression of it, ability to transform, and desire to plunge the depths of a topic or area of life. And keep in mind, again, Pluto is an outer planet and will have less influence than the personal planets do. Okay, so now we're going to talk about critical degrees. Although all degrees in a chart hold meaning, as we've just displayed here, and they all have significance in some way, there are certain degrees which are considered particularly intense, influential, or challenging. And we call them critical degrees because they're said to bring out the best and worst of the sign that they're in. If you have critical degrees in your chart or you see them in a transit, you're much more likely to come up against obstacles and challenges of that particular sign, which in turn helps you grow, transform, and gain greater power and influence. The most common critical degrees you'll often see noted are 0 degrees and 29 degrees within a chart. Like, these are the ones that people talk about the most. And I'm only going to talk about a few, but we're going to list all of them here for you so that you know what they are. And if you have them, you can go and look them up. There are other critical degrees listed below, which I will list in a moment, and we will go into other notable ones as well. So mainly the 3 critical degrees I'm going to be discussing here are 0, 15, and 29, and then we'll have some honorable mentions at the end. So 0 degrees, also known as the ingress, or the moment a planet moves into a new sign, is seen as the kicking off point for that sign. It's the beginning when everything feels fresh and new, and it's seen as the most pure, true embodiment, the full spirit of that sign, planet, or house. A person with a sign at 0 degrees is fully embracing the qualities of that sign, and it's usually a signature part of their personality in some way or another. So 15 degrees, also known as the avatar degree, is known as the middle. because it's literally between the first degree at 0 degrees and the final degree at 29 degrees. So it represents the key challenges of that sign. Like if you have personal planets or points at 15 degrees, you're forced to deal with the main struggles of the sign it's in. This is where you dig deep to find your purpose, where others turn to you for help and they really look to you. You're like the go-to person, and where you can really make things happen because you have the luck, determination, and abundance on your side. Now, when a sign or planet or house is at 29 degrees, also known as the anaretic degree, you're hitting the final degree of that sign before it moves into the next sign. And it's a degree of completion and often signifies an old soul, especially if it's in the sign of your ascendant or rising. It's the end of a cycle, and it's often referred to as the degree of faith. It's considered a mastery degree or a degree of mastery and shows that you have everything you need to succeed and overcome any challenges that you might face. It can sometimes be that those with 29 degrees in a sign are in a kind of like rushed flux because they're midway through transformation. They're at the very last degree. 29 degrees will put a person at the tail end of the sign, the point where you're at the end of your journey through that sign and ready to move on to the next one. So you're kind of dealing with the final challenges and getting the final rewards, and then you're off to the next one. So because of this, there's this sense of like hastiness and impulsivity depending on what a sign it's in. That said, you're blessed with understanding and self-awareness, which aids you in attaining your soul's highest purpose. There may be difficulties, but you're really just like you have everything you need to handle them. There are also critical degrees for each of the three modalities of the zodiac. So for the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, the critical degrees are 0, 13, and 26. So if you have planets that land in one of the cardinal critical degrees, you may overexert or overestimate yourself in those areas of life. So this is like somebody that like they think they have everything they need and really they didn't study hard enough, or they're overdoing it and like really doing too much and it's not great. You know, they're struggling with things like people pleasing, they're workaholics, they like overly smother people, or they're overly aggressive, because this is cardinal signs we're talking about. So I'm trying to give you some examples here. And for the fixed signs, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, the critical degrees are 8, 9, 21, and 22. And fixed critical degrees tend to bring this sense of restriction or restraint, this fear of letting go, or rigidity, or resistance to expressing vulnerabilities. It's like, I don't want people to know how I feel. It's really difficult for me to express my emotions, so I'm not going to do it at all. And they can come off as like very closed off or very like rigid and inflexible. You know, they can be kind of controlling, they could be fearful, they could have a rigid way of thinking about things, or otherwise they could just be really attached to their stuff or to their ego. Those are examples because they're fixed signs. And for the mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces, the critical degrees are 4 and 17. Mutable critical degrees can be a bit apathetic or indifferent, where there's this like tendency to avoid picking a side or taking a stance. Where fixed and cardinal critical degrees are doing too much or like avoiding the situation altogether, mutable critical degrees can't really decide. So they sometimes seem like they're just like completely checked out or kind of moving around without landing on anything in particular and not really taking any kind of mode or stance or anything. So in the sense of like how they would be expressed, it's like, you know, you're not really doing too much and you're not really like holding back, but you're just kind of existing and like floating around, like wherever the wind takes you. And that could be in the way that you approach practical matters or the way that you approach everyday routines. Maybe you don't really have a routine, you're just kind of like floating. Maybe you're really kind of like a, you know, fair weather friend, or just like friends with everyone but don't have any real core friend groups or close friendships. Or maybe you're really adventurous and you don't want to be tied down to anyone, so therefore you never actually form any like strong bonds with other people because you want to maintain your independence. Or perhaps you have, you know, poor boundaries with other people and kind of just go wherever the other people are pushing you. So there's a sense of like being pushed by other energies as opposed to having an energy of your own, if that makes sense. All right, well, this is a much shorter episode than I thought it would be. Maybe I was just talking really fast, but I wanted to share degrees because I know I get a lot of questions about what the degrees mean. You know, what does it mean when I have this 15 degrees, 28 degrees, whatever, in this sign? And they definitely all have significations especially if you're following something called degree theory, as we talked about in the beginning, which is really where all of this is coming from. So if you're interested in diving deep on that, I recommend you do some research on degree theory. There's obviously so much more to this that you could definitely get into in the weeds of if you wanted to. Otherwise, as I said earlier on in the episode, I'm more into exploring things like essential dignities, which is a more traditional way of looking at astrology, and it kind of departs from degrees in a sense. So yeah, we will talk about that in a later episode, which I will dedicate to entirely to essential dignities. But for now, I hope you guys can explore the degrees in astrology. It's a really fascinating and interesting approach, and I think it definitely adds a layer of meaning to interpreting your chart or transit and how it might play out for you. So if you want to learn more about how to spiritually heal and transform your life using astrology and magic, you can now enroll exclusively on into my online course at a really, really incredibly low price on the star tier exclusively on my Patreon. One module per month will be released. And so far, there are several modules that have been released since January. So there's like three, probably four modules released at this time that you can go ahead and dive deep into the moment you sign up on the star tier. And on top of that, I do monthly astrology at a glance, new moon and full moon transits, magical working recommendations. There's tons of witchcraft content on there as well. And you get early ad-free access to all the podcast episodes. So it's definitely worth investing in if that's something that you're interested in and you're trying to spiritually grow and heal and working through using astrology for that. That online course is really, really helpful. And now it's at like the most affordable price it's ever been at. So if you're interested in that, the link will be in the description to my Patreon. Or you can just go on patreon.com and search for the Astrology Witch podcast and I'll come up. Also, you can follow me on social media. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at the Astrology Witch podcast. You can also join the Facebook group that I created called Astrology Witches. I'm on Twitter like much, much less, or I guess it's called X now, at AstroW Podcast. But you can also shoot me an email at theastrologywitch89@gmail.com if you ever want to. And you can sign up for the Magical Society of Stargazers, which is my newsletter, which will give you access to astrology at a glance, new moon and full moon lunations, when podcast episodes are released, and also other fun stuff that I release on my Patreon and get notified of things like that. So if that is of interest to you, that will be linked below as well. And thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And I hope you found this helpful and simple and easy to understand, because I know that at first look, degrees can seem like they're really complicated and really overwhelming. And really, it's not that complicated to understand. So hopefully I made this simple enough for you guys to feel encouraged to dive deep and understand the degrees within your chart. All right, well, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.